Hello.
Hello. I am Aleph of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in Texas today and would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. In which state do you currently live?
Texas.
Thank you. And in which county in Texas do you currently live?
Cameron.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on a cell phone, some on a cell phone and some on a regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on a regular home phone?
So.
Home phone?
No, cell phone.
Oh, cell phone, okay. Thank you. And are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, political party, or by a candidate for political office?
No.
And just to ensure we have a representative sample, first, in what year were you born?
1949.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it white, Caucasian, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, American, Indian?
Hispanic.
Okay. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
12.
Thank you. Thinking about things nationally, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Biden-Harris administration is doing?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I'm sorry?
Do you approve strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for on this district?
Democrat.
And we said definitely Democratic or probably Democratic?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you some names of different people active in politics for each one. Please tell me first whether you heard of that person. Then if so, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I name someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. First one is Alejandro Mayorkas. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person?
I don't really know him.
Okay. About Kamala Harris?
Favorable, yes.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. How about Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Yes. Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is Myra Flores.
She's a Republican, isn't she?
I'm sorry, more information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell.
Unfavorable, yes.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Last one is Vicente Gonzalez.
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for? I'm going to read your list. Just let me know. We're about halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. The first one on the list is inflation and the cost of living. Next, education. Then crime and public safety, jobs in the economy, taxes, border security, healthcare, abortion, climate change, fentanyl and drug addiction, national security and foreign affairs?
Cost of living.
Thank you very much. Thinking ahead to the November elections, first, on a scale from 0 to 10, 0 means you're not at all interested, and 10 means you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices?
10.
Thank you. If the election for President was being held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Harris.
Thank you. Next, if the election for U.S. Senate was being held today, for whom would you vote? Colin Allred, Democrat, or Ted Cruz, Republican?
Allred.
Thank you so much. And if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mara Flores, Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
And we said definitely Vicente Gonzalez or probably
yeah,
Vicente?
Definitely.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Vicente Gonzalez during our campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress. First statement says, the American dream is slipping away from many families, but Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is only making it worse. Gonzalez voted to raise taxes on working class families and to impose a new federal gas tax that could lead to even higher prices. Tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress, ma'am.
That would make me less likely.
Much less likely or just somewhat less likely?
Somewhat. Ma'am? Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Next one says, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez voted to give those in the country illegally thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him for U.S. Congress?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely, ma'am?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Next one, Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is a member of a radical that supports sex change drugs for children. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Uncertain.
Okay. Next one, Vicente Gonzalez has accepted thousands in campaign contributions from some of the world's biggest corporations. He then voted for $1 trillion in government spending, benefiting these companies. Meanwhile, these same companies are raising prices on Texas families while raking in record profits. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
You know, a lot of these questions about Vicente Gonzalez, is that the whole reason for this call?
It's, well, I'm just obligated to read this verbatim, ma'am. I couldn't tell specifically how much information about him is.
You have a lot of questions about Vicente Gonzalez.
Yeah, I couldn't tell what's the focus on this one, but I'm just reading this verbatim, ma'am. We just would like to hear your opinion.
Well, so I don't know that all of that is true.
Sorry?
I don't know that all of that is true, so I'm undecided.
Okay. About last one. Last one says, despite the crisis at our southern border, Vicente Gonzalez voted against more border agents and supported the Biden-Harris administration border policies. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him?
Undecided.
Okay, thank you so much. Now that you have some more information, and if the election for U.S. Congress was being held today, for whom would you vote? Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat, or Mayra Flores, Republican?
Vicente Gonzalez.
Thank you. Now, I have just a few questions for statistical purposes only, and we're done. In politics today, do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Democrat.
And will you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, liberal, or on most issues?
Liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Middle.
Thank you. Are you currently employed, student, stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Retired.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the language you use in your home, will you say that at home you speak only Spanish at home, mostly Spanish but some English, Spanish and English equally, mostly English but some Spanish, only English at home?
Mostly English and some Spanish.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Have a good day. Bye.